One poem only. Just for now, just for you. Here's today's poem. A quick reminder before today's poem. One poem only submissions are open, and this could be your season to be featured. Details and the submissions form are in the show notes. Today, we revisit a poem from the archive, trusting it may offer something new in this moment. This is the first One Poem Only episode that features a poet reading her own poem. I love reading your poetry and sharing my voice with the listeners, but what is more powerful than a poem in the poet's voice? This is currently the only poem on the podcast read by the writer, but this submissions period, I'm opening it up to more poets reading their own poem. Look out for more of this programming soon.
Still Asleep by me, Joe Guzman. The flavor of fuck you smacked across my lips when I woke. Not so much in anger, more like calm clarity. I touched my heart with my right hand, the one that used to pledge allegiance to many things. I believed the stories for so long, the ones about love and heroes and good, until I realized the truth often died with those mortally silenced because the empire said so. My hand and my heart set about their work, counterclockwise circles unraveling layers of grief and shame and anger. No wonder there was so much pressure. And then I felt the flicker, that little flame, the one that never extinguished no matter what, no matter what form of fear held me by the throat until I almost stopped caring about my own breath. Almost. Almost. Little did I know that the dragon was only sleeping deep in my heart. The nearly obscene pressure, a message from my body, wake up. There is no hiding, no more, none. It's fire season, you know. Aries, rising, rising, rising. Burn it down. Fire purifies. My heart on my hand stopped as I realized the gift. Rest. Do it now, for the battle is coming, and God needs her best soldiers ready.
You can find Joe on Instagram at MJVCoast and Substack at A Cup of Joe Guzman. She has written two books, Craving and 28. I have linked them in the description. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If this poem moved you, share it with someone who needs it.